When we first met Sandy Moser, it was early in the pandemic and the almost 80-year-old had just burned through her first sewing machine making cloth face masks for anyone who asked, for free. Not a lot has changed, except that the self-professed doer of nothing is now the subject of a 45-minute documentary called Oma, a love letter from grandson, turned filmmaker, to grandma and a testament to the impact Moser has had on her family and community, whether she believes it or not. I'm not anything special. I would have said no to making the film if it was anyone but my grandson asking. But how could I say no to Griffin? Moser said from her acreage near Sherwood Park, where she continues to sew masks several hours a day, even though she says she despises sewing. I've made 3,167 masks as of today. I figured out it cost $1.94 to mail 2, 3 or 4 masks, but I've never had to pay for anything except a bit of elastic. Friends and family have generously donated stamps and material all along. It's Moser's request that anyone receiving a mask donate to the charity of their choice or a small, local theater company that gave Griffin Cork the idea to make a documentary about his grandmother. With fellow U of a Bachelor of Fine Arts, BFA, grad Melanie Boniek, actor Cork got funding from the TELUS STORYHIVE's Local Heroes documentary grant to put the spotlight on GAMS, as Cork's entire BFA class called Moser when they'd come over for an end-of-year chili, hot dog roast and campfire party. Her level of arts patronage is something in itself. She's seen 973 theater productions over the last decade, before the pandemic shut things down. But even though she actively avoids celebrations of her work and even basic recognition, what she's doing helps highlight the importance of the arts and culture sector in a city. My grandmother has heard from people who've donated $100 each to the Varskona or Shadow Theater in town, Cork said. The main goal of doing this film is to show her, look, what you've done matters. Hugging our kids keeps us alive, and so does theater. I fell in love with it years ago, said Moser, whose own children and grandchildren work in Alberta's performing arts, literary and construction sectors. For the film, producer Boniek included a surprise backstage tour and moment in the spotlight at Festival Place for Moser. It was special to touch on Sandy's love for theater, but we also included a walk around her nursing school at the U of A and her living through the polio outbreak of the 50s. And we got comments from those she's helped with masks, from the arts world and beyond, Boniek said, pointing to the many masks donated to homeless people through the Boys and Girls Clubs of Calgary. Sandy doesn't know who we interviewed, then Calgary Mayor Naheed Nenshi for one, and she won't see the film until we're finished. At the end of the several-day shoot at her home this spring, with all COVID-19 safety protocols in place, Moser was surprised when a makeup artist arrived to fulfill her dream of being a dead body on a TV show. I'd be a really good dead body, as she told Cork. While Boniek and Cork acted out a scene as detectives, Moser lay on the porch under a sheet, doing her best imitation of a corpse. What a hoot, Moser said. I guess I can admit the whole thing was lots of fun, having the kids over here. It's been a lonely year. And now that I've had my 2 shots, being able to hug my grandson again after so long was the best. Moser's reluctant moment in the spotlight isn't over quite yet. On December 7, Third Action Film Festival will host the premiere screening of Oma, with Moser and grandson, director Cork on hand for a live Q&A afterwards. We are incredibly happy to be highlighting an up-and-coming Alberta filmmaker along with local hero, Sandy Moser, said Mitzi Murray, the founder and executive director of the festival. Hers is a voice we need to hear, one of hope and resiliency. Seniors are a natural resource just waiting to be mined. To be part of the in-person or online screening of OMA, go to https://www.showpass.com/OMA-watch-party/.